I give up, dude. I'm serious. No, look at this dude who I just matched with. I swear to God, this wasn't in his profile before I swiped right. Look, his rabbit, like, sleeps in the bed with him. If you look closely, you can see shit in the sheets. Like, actual shit! Oh my God. Yeah, well, obviously I'm unmatching. Ugh. Fucking poop bed is, like, the only, like, semi-nice person who I've matched with for the past few weeks, though. Fuck. I think I just have to give up on online dating. There's too many, like, weird people online who, it's like, have you even grown up in the same society as me? I know, I even, like, you told me not to be so picky, and I was, and then I feel like it backfired. But, you know, I don't even think I was that picky to begin with, to be honest. I mean, is it too much to ask that the other person, you know, they also have a job, and they know how to spell, and just don't do crazy shit? God, ugh. Yeah, there was that girl the other day, but I haven't heard from her in, I want to say, 2 weeks? Let me see. Yeah, no, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I think I'm being ghosted. I mean, at this point, I'm thinking of just updating my profile to just be like, I literally do not care. I just need to get laid. Yeah, I know. That would just end up bringing in a bunch of more weirdos. And... this dry spell is fucking killing me. Join the club. Yeah. But at least you were seeing somebody there for a while. Well, I spent that year just really, really trying to get over my ex. And then when I finally felt better, it's like I got online and just can't meet anybody. Well, I know there are plenty of people who want to meet me. I just have no desire to meet them whatsoever. Thanks for listening to me vent, by the way. I know you must be sick of it by now. Aw, no? Really? It is kind of fun to commiserate. Do you ever kind of wish that you could just blow off some steam? Just no strings attached. Well, I mean, yeah, that's obviously what I was talking about. But, I mean, like, with somebody that you trust. There's this friend of mine. She used to have that arrangement with one of her other friends. I don't think I ever met him. But whenever they were both single, and it had been a really long time, and they were just both, like, itching to do something, they would just fuck to, like, I don't know, just relieve the pressure. Yeah, I haven't seen it work out for a lot of people, but it seemed to work for them. Yeah, they're both in relationships right now, though. Or she is, anyway. I don't know about him. Yeah, I guess it could get messy. But only if you, like, can't separate sex from feelings. You know? Sometimes sex is just sex. What about for you? You have to feel something. That's fair. I kind of feel like that too. Like, I wouldn't want to have sex with a total stranger. Like, I know that I could probably hop on Tinder right now and I could just write what I said earlier and be like, looking for a hookup, don't care. And I'd probably be able to find somebody within a decent amount of time. I mean, I'd be scared I was gonna get murdered, but I could do it. But I kind of do want to, I don't necessarily need like a partner. You know, I don't need like commitment. Exactly. But I do need to care about that person. And I need to know that they care about me, you know? Doesn't have to be like love or whatever, but just knowing that they don't see me as like a total object would be nice. Thanks, you're sweet. You deserve to find somebody good too. Well, guess it's time to go charge my vibrator again. Your face. Don't worry, I'll put it on the low setting. Unless, you know. What? Oh, I thought when we were talking about it, you were kind of giving me a vibe. It's okay if not. I was saying that, like, well, if we both are feeling like we need something, and we are both looking for something that's not quite a hookup, but isn't quite a relationship, you know? And you just told me that you think I'm cute and I'll find somebody great. I think that you're cute and you'll find somebody great. You haven't gotten laid in a couple of months. I haven't gotten laid in a couple of months. I mean, we're both obviously going a little nuts in here. So what would be so wrong about letting off a little steam? I mean, what's the harm? It's not like we're gonna fall for each other or anything, right? Just something to think about. I'll see you later. Text me if you think about it more. Okay. Oh, fuck, shit. 1 minute. yeah, come in. Nothing, just watching YouTube videos on my phone. Oh, yeah, my phone is on a charger on the other side of the room. Don't worry about it, okay? What's up? Oh? Oh. You were thinking about what I said the other day? You're gonna have to be more specific. What are you talking about? The thing with the dry spell. Oh, and what have you been thinking about it? Yeah, I actually totally meant it. Well, if you really are down, then so am I. Yeah, no, not like a relationship thing. Just to help each other out. Yeah, you can kiss me. This feels so awkward. No, I still want to do it. I didn't think that this would actually happen. Can I put my hand on your face? Okay. Yeah, that was really nice. Oh, yeah, I would totally be down for that. It's just that I'm not wearing any pants. Well, while we're out here telling truth bombs, making deals, I kind of wasn't watching videos when you came in. Yeah, I know it was obvious, but I just, you know, it's better to say it. No, I didn't get to finish. Oh? Yeah, I guess you could help me with that. Are you really doing this? Okay, all right. Well, I mean, to be fair, you should probably take your pants off too, right? Woo-hoo. You're such a ham doing a little pose for me. Oh, don't trip. Yeah, I probably need to clean my room a bit more. Especially if you're going to be visiting it, apparently. Yeah, get into the covers with me. Well, this is different. You actually smell pretty good. So. We're each other's stress relief. What do you like? What do you miss about sex? Come on, this is a no judgment zone. This is totally utilitarian. So, you know, you don't have to be scared that you're gonna scare me off or anything. What, are you into something like super weird? You miss going down on people. Huh. That's what you're so embarrassed to say? Come on! There are girls who would literally fucking, like, die to have people go down on them more. Yeah, as long as you don't mind me returning the favor. What else do you like? Well, we can definitely try that. Here, let me take my shirt off. If that's okay. Oh, okay. I'm gonna say that's a yes. Oh, I'm stuck. Here, pull it off. Yeah, they're a lot bigger under the baggy shirts that I wear. Well, when you grow up, like, I was one of the first girls in my class to get boobs, and I really hated the way that everybody, like, stared at me all the time. Yeah, it was, like, weird. I guess I just kind of got in the habit of wearing baggy clothes after that. Do you like them? Yeah. You can touch them. Kiss me while you do, though, because yeah, my nipples are like super sensitive. Yeah, I like when people play with them. like that. No reason, just moving your hand down a little lower. I really like being fingered before someone eats me up. So if you're gonna, I wanna feel your fingers first. Here, let me feel you too. Looks like somebody's really turned on. Yeah, it's kind of exciting. Touching somebody new for the first time. Feeling their body respond to yours. Yeah, I'm really, really wet from earlier. Plus, you know this. Fuck myself on your fingers a little bit. You want me to lay down on my stomach? What? What you're doing feels so fucking good. You want to rub up against my ass? Okay. Fine. But I don't want you to stop doing that thing with your fingers, okay? Fuck, that feels fucking hot. Feeling you pressed up against me like this. Plus, you know, with your breath right on my ear, kind of makes me wish you'd bite me. Thanks. Fuck. Mm. close before you came in, but from the way that you're moving, how fast and desperate, it kind of seems like you are pretty close coming in as well. Have you been thinking about this? Let me just grind my ass back up into you. See if that relieves any of that pressure. That we were talking about before. Do you want to take your underwear off? This feels really fucking good, but I really want to feel your skin on mine. If that's okay. Is it okay? Super duper okay. That's pretty reassuring. Don't make me wait. Take them off. Why don't you take mine off too? There you go. Oh, you like that little butt wiggle? Get back over here. I want you to keep kissing my neck and grinding against me like before. Fuck. God, you're so fucking warm against me. I miss this. Feeling the heat of somebody fucking hot. Against me. Of course I think you're hot. Why do you think I'd bring this up if I didn't? I mean, yeah, I really want to have sex, but I also really want to have sex with you. Okay, well, good to know it's mutual. But what I also want to feel is you coming on my fucking leg. So, faster, please. Fingers, will you come on my fucking leg? Yeah, I can try to time it that way. Like, longer, but not much longer. Fuck. So please don't make me wait. Oh, thank God. Yes, please come, come, come. I really like being eaten out from behind, like, as much as the next girl. But I want to see your face. Yeah. I fantasized about watching you do that, so... I just really want to... Not talking is good, too. Wait, hold on. I'm really sensitive. I just came. Not that that seems to faze you much. Now, compliment, compliment. It's my way of saying that your tongue is a fucking lethal weapon. Don't laugh at me, I have orgasm brain. Fucking hell of a way to die, shit. Like, I just came. Fuck. Just totally. There's a towel, yeah, over there. Can you bring it to me? Thanks. Much better. Hey. Is one of the things you miss about sex post-sex cuddles? Good, me too. Highly in favor.
Fuck, I feel like my bones are jello.
It's a really good feeling. How are you feeling? Good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like... Do you mind if I fall asleep? Because I don't think I'm going to be able to stop. Okay, good. Oh, hey, when you get up, do you want to go and get, like, some food or something? Yeah, it kind of is like a date. Only if you want to, though. Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you when I wake up. You're pretty much the best roommate ever, just so you know.